The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah. And welcome back to Globally Local FM, where the energy is brought by me, your gracious host, Rudy, and the bum-ass Henry sitting there in the end, just answering yes or no to my questions today.
Yes.
How are you doing, Henry?
No.
Okay, I am doing well. Thank you for asking. And this is also the first episode we record after we have launched our podcast. So whoever has supported the first two episodes at this point, we thank you very much. We really appreciate your feedback. And we hope to bring you even more good stuff in the upcoming episodes.
Yes.
Okay, you are now, after answering three of my questions, you have broken the curse and now can speak freely.
All right. Thank you, everybody who's listened. We're really excited to keep it going. And yeah, if you have any more feedback, feel free to send it to Rudy so that I don't have to see it and confront myself at any point. I'll leave that to just Rudy.
Lovely. I would be happy to receive your hate messages in my inbox. And if you have a cheeky rock to throw into my window, I'm open to those too.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Rudy.
Oh, I have some news for the intro segment.
Oh, yeah?
It's true. French people suck.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it then.
No, it's
sorry
just,
to any of the French listeners, by the way. But go on.
No, the French people that I see outside of France are lovely. Loveliest people ever. But recently for our listeners, I went on a trip to France with my family. And I don't know. How do I say this? I just have this feeling whenever I talk with a French person in France that by default, I didn't even go to Paris. I never went to Paris in this trip. I went to Bordeaux, to Nice, to some other smaller objects, but...
Smaller objects?
No, as in like, how do I say this? I went to a couple of chateaus in the...
Oh,
what's that?
A couple of mansions.
Yeah, what's that valley called where all those bozos used to vibe around? Loire Valley?
Le Valais. Du Château.
Yeah. Can I just say, for whoever is interested in a bit of history, Louis the 14th, what a Château whore. He was like, every single Château I went to and read the description, oh, there's this orangery built just for him. There's this room just for him. This bed, actually, he slept on for like 3 nights that summer. Every single house he's been in. I was like, wow, you know what? You hustling. I see the hustle, but like, damn. But yeah, to finish my point, I just have this... every time I speak to French person in France, before even opening my mouth, I have this feeling they fucking hate me. I don't know why.
That's a bit sad, to be honest. I feel like you're restricting yourself. Be free, little Rudy.
I am a grower, not a shower.
Not. All right. So, did anything happen? Did you get confronted by a Frenchie, or was it just you're scared that they hate you and that's it?
Listen, I got into a fist fight with 3 French men, but the rest of that story you'll hear in the next episode intro.
Oh my god, it's a cliffhanger. Yay. All right.
That was pretty good. What you been up to?
Not much. I was at a bar yesterday and there was a dog race. I thought that was really fucking sick because I thought that's not a thing that's allowed. So, when I saw that, I was just like, wow, I thought that's illegal, but turns out it's just on TV here.
Did you ask them? Maybe they were illegal.
I didn't, because like you could bet in that bar, and I have a feeling if it was
that
illegal,
makes it legal. Must be legal then. If you can place money on something, that must be legal. That's how America sees it.
Yeah, well, they also invited me to like come watch the chicken fight in the back, but I was like, nah, that's all right. I'll just stick to the dogs.
Okay, lovely, lovely, lovely. But it is time for the only unbiased, proclamative, is that a word? Maybe.
Maybe.
News segment about, actually, wait, we never, where are we today? Look out the window, Henry. Where are we?
It's dark where I am, so I cannot see anything, but the text tells me we're in Doha, Qatar today.
Yay!
Very exciting.
Indeed.
In the middle of the Middle East. How's that? Well, it's actually kind of the south of the Middle East, if you think about it. But
no, it's pretty good. The wheel has been bouncing us around the globe already in episode number 3.
There's not a day that goes by where the wheel doesn't determine my fate, to put it simply. And
that seems like a horrible way of living.
It might be, and yet here I am. So, shall we get into it, Rudy?
Yes, we shall. You take the first story, or shall I grace your ears with mine?
Let's hear yours first.
Okay, well, I have a lovely appetizer to start as well.
Oh, yeah?
I think you should have started, but Qatar Cancer Society honors winners of Time to Quit campaign on the 29th of May.
Uh-huh.
No, it's honestly some good news, because the event featured a panel discussion, life without smoking, health and social benefits, and several specialists and partners participated in the debate. And I just wanted to, why I say this now is because I just want to, I don't know, give shout outs to these like charity or no fund organizations about health issues, because I don't think we talk about it enough. So Noor Mekia, a health educator at the society, stated that the goal of launching the This Is The Time To Quit It, is that's the name of it, contest, is to raise awareness about the dangers of tobacco, emphasize the importance of quitting and avoid passive smoking, as well as to encourage adopting a healthy lifestyle. Because, can I just say, I hate the chimneys we sometimes have in a society.
Okay, yeah. So, what are they quitting? Just having cancer in general?
Yeah, apparently it's a thing you can quit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm over it now, is what they say, and then they just leave the hospital and it's all sorted.
Yeah, it's honestly so easy. People just want problems sometimes.
All right, well, were you saying chimneys? Yeah, you know, chimneys are such, so, like, 1800s, you know? These days, it's all about just electric heaters.
What I mean by chimneys is, you know the feeling, okay, you're on a stroll, in a park, okay? You're vibing. Yeah. One breath in, you're like, ah, the spring, the bloom. Second breath in, oh, flowers, a meadow. Suddenly a person passes you. The third breath in, it's like a steam locomotive burning all the coal in the world passed right by you, and you just inhale the fumes straight from the engine.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
Listen. Okay, so smoke is not the nicest thing to inhale in general. There's definitely times where it's like, okay, I can deal with it now. And there's definitely times where, like, if you're just enjoying a walk in the park, where it's like the worst thing in the world, basically.
Yeah.
So,
but aren't you the guy who said that, what was the thing about big oil and fumes? Could you tell that story again?
What?
If
what?
There isn't...
I like...
If there yeah, isn't a pipe feeding me straight fumes in the morning, I don't want to wake up.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a time and a place. And the time and a place is in the morning. It's breakfast, Rudy. It's breakfast. When I'm walking through the park at 10 a.m., I don't want to smell a cigarette. But then when it's lunchtime at 12, yeah, you bet your ass I'll be sucking right at that car exhaust again. Listen, it's just, it's called culture, if you ask me. All right? That's all.
You're a psychopath.
It's not mutually exclusive, you know.
All yeah, right.
Good on you. Charity,
honestly, good on you. If your lungs can handle that, you might be a medical marvel, ready to be unleashed upon the world. But alas, your story now.
Alas. All right. Well, my story is pretty inspirational as well. It's Qatar receives an honor at the UN ceremony that took place like a couple weeks ago. So Qatar has received an honor from the UN at the annual... Well, okay, sorry, I'm just repeating myself. My bad. The UN awards attempt to shine light on many different countries and, like, reward them for doing good in certain sectors, if that makes sense. Have you ever heard of this, Rudy?
No, but I'm kind of curious what Qatar received as a reward.
So, the UN congratulated Qatar on growing the country sustainably with ethical business practices, most of all. Which was really cool. The UN congratulated Qatar on being a country that promotes equality above all. Was, you know,
okay.
Love that for them. This was like big ups, you know, back in the 2022 World Cup preparations, you know. There was a bit of a controversy, but at the end of the day, they cleaned up their act, and that ends now with the UN awards. They received the least controversial nation award. That was the award.
For real?
The
this
least
for
controversial.
Real.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then you saw, like, the judges were later seen flying off in a private jet, you know. So.
And like patting themselves on the back. I think we did good. Yeah. I think we did good here.
Yeah, it was very non-controversial. Even the ceremony, which was also held in Doha, because, you know,
it's the least controversial place to be. I mean, if you're going to receive an award like that, you have to host the ceremony too, right? Because it makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, good on them. What is it, like 2-3 years? And they completely cleaned up their act, like full-on ethical rights campaign. Everything's like nice now. Damn. You know what, Doha? Good on you.
Yeah. Right, I forgot to say that gay people are now not executed for being around, so that's a big up to them. You know, quick turnaround.
Oh my god.
They did it.
On my private jet to Doha right now, because I can.
Sounds good. I bet you'll have a great time there, Rudy.
It's just sand, man. It's a lot of sand.
It is a lot of sand. Arguably. Do you have anything else to report on, Rudy?
Yes, I do. And it's actually pretty fun that I found this, I think, because we're going to do what we in the business call a little bit of a callback. Because Qatar, Trinidad and Tobago signed air services agreement. And for those who listened to the last episode, I was like, I honestly found this out super. Like randomly, we're just scrolling through loads of news resources, and I was like, wait a minute, I know this name. So yeah, the agreement allows the designated airlines of both contracting parties to operate unlimited and unrestricted traffic rights for both passenger and cargo flights. The pact comes in the context of connecting Qatar with more air services agreements that open airspaces for the national carrier to fly to more destinations around the world. We are connecting the world with our podcast. It's official. Because otherwise, how would they know, not? How would they know?
So true. So true. They only heard of Qatar or of Trinidad and Tobago when we fucking popped our episode onto the air.
Real. So real.
Now, I don't know. This is probably going to sound weird, but I always think it's really, really interesting to just hear like two random countries doing something together. Like, it's just, it puts it into perspective, you know. It's not just me walking the earth. There's someone else as well. At least one other person. Well,
you
at least two
so
other people,
real
I
for
guess.
This. It's not just me walking the earth.
I guess at least four other people, because there's me, you, and then at least one person in Qatar and one person in Trinidad and Tobago, which did the deal. And then our editor. And that's the population. That's it.
You know what? Your logic, I'm finding hard time to find cracks in it, to be honest. It's...
Well, Rudy,
okay, but
I
by
know
the,
that you're
by
not
the
one
theory
to
of
find
deduction,
cracks.
It should be more people, right? Like, statistically.
Well, probably. I'm just saying there's at least 5 people.
Okay, so we keep it at a probably. Like, the theorem is that probably there are more than 5 people in the world.
So I'm willing to say there's at least 5. I'm willing to even say I assume there's up to at least 7 people. I just don't know who those would be yet, but I think it's probable. Anything after that is make-believe.
That's basically religion.
Well, I always wanted to be a religious figure, so I guess that works out well for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to be like? Like Jesus? Like Buddha?
So are you asking me who I would like to model myself most after?
Yes.
Bu Yuan Zhao Niu Li De Ren Men. Ba Wo Men De Zhu Ro. Zhu Cheng Wo Men Sin De Zhen Cheng.
No answer, basically. Sorry for the long pause. Okay. I have no clue.
Sid, insert some abhorrent shit, he said, please.
Well, how?
I don't know. Just save this bit. It was run into the ground by us. We are sorry, but save it. Henry, it's please, fine. Last story, better be good. Please, Henry.
It's great. It's drivers to get 50% discount on traffic fines for a limited period until the end of August. Doesn't that sound good?
What the fuck?
Isn't that what you want to hear? I couldn't even get it out of the article why this is the case. But...
Wait, but okay. Repeat the sentence again.
Drivers to get 50% discount
uh-huh.
on traffic fines for uh-huh. a limited period until the end of August. So basically what this means is any existing traffic fines will have a 50% discount to be paid off if you pay it off by the end of August.
Who's committing, like, traffic fraud? No, crime. No. Whatever.
Well, literally, in Doha. What do you mean? It's just people driving too fast.
Yeah, okay, like, but why give tickets. Discounts on it? Do they need the money that much? Where they're like, okay, they're not paying it, please. 50% discount, we'll scrape by, but pay it now.
Well, that's what my question was as well. It seems to be as a result of traffic reforms, like traffic rule reforms, although I'm not clear what.
Henry, I know, it's girl math.
Oh, yeah?
Listen to this. You have shoes, right? 60 euros they cost. I don't know, just imagine a brand. You walk past, that's their normal price.
Nike.
I don't need these shoes. It's like, I don't need these shoes right now. Fucking why would I buy for 60 euros shoes?
Uh-huh.
You walk past another store, 60 euros other brand shoes, 50% discount. You're like, well, if it's 50%, I must buy it. Girl math. Doha officials, traffic officials, they're like, we need the money. But how do traffic officials get money? They can't just like sell shoes, for example, correct? They yeah. only get from traffic fines. So they're like, we will give a 50% discount. They will commit traffic, like fraud and incidents and like basically crime. And then they'll pay us because now it's 50% discount.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, it's basically like inviting anybody who's had a speeding ticket to just get another one because you're paying the same amount at the end of the day as you were going to before. So
true.
Fuck it, let's ride, you know.
Pay one, get two.
Exactly.
It's like those espresso coffee things, instant coffees.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, and if you were lucky enough, you might even get a handshake from the policeman with, like, a good job.
Okay, this is a non sequitur, but I think the stupidest advertisements that I've seen in, like, buy one, get one free is for shoes, where it's like, buy one shoe and you get the other shoe free. It's just 50% discount, basically, but it's just like... Okay, buddy, I was not planning to walk out with just one shoe anyway, you know, so...
I have another scheme how to rope him in, Henry.
Uh-huh.
Buy a pair and get one shoe free. So you have to buy another pair with a shoe
I like
free.
It.
So you get three pairs in total.
I like it. I like it a lot. See, at least this would make more sense than buy one, get one free, you know? You're like...
Otherwise, you just have a single shoe of a pair somewhere in your house.
It would be so stupid, but at the same time, I would almost feel compelled to buy, like, to buy a shoe for that, just because it's funny. Well, buy a yeah. pair of shoes, I guess. Also, when you said that initially, I thought you meant the fruit, like buy a pair and you get a shoe.
Buy pairs, get a shoe with it. get the pears in a shoe. Okay. Wait, what's that? Wait, I'm receiving a phone call. Oh, I think it's ad time.
Oh my god, money.
Must have been funny.
We'll go to ad break for a minute. We'll catch you in a bit.
Okay. See ya, guys.
All right. Are you an avid football fan? Have you ever visited a stadium that has hosted a World Cup match? Sounds pretty exciting, right? But not exciting enough in our books. Visit us at our Bus in Qatar HQ in Doha, and we will take you on a trip to 8 World Cup stadiums in one day. On the 10-hour excursion, we will take care of all the travel, leaving you to focus on the 8 hours of walking around in Qatar's most historical stadiums, some of which are even up to 2 years old. Visit us at Bus in Qatar to find out more.
I must be honest, when I first heard this ad, I didn't realize that the ad person was saying bus in Qatar. I thought he'd say bus in Qatar, as in like bussin'. That shit's so good.
Well,
Qatar's
Rudy,
just been bussin'.
I think you'll be happy to hear that if you would read the ad copy script, which I happen to have in front of me, it is indeed written like bussin' Qatar. So
let's fucking
you did not
go.
Misunderstand.
Qatar been bussin' since World Cup. Apparently, ethically now. Because they received an award, so it must be true.
That's right. It's the age-old saying, if you receive a reward, it's true. It's like honestly, anything you read on the internet, if it's there, it's true. You have to remember that.
Okay. I think we'll get cancelled if we continue this bit for too much.
All right, ready? Then how about we cancel onto the weather?
Okay, cancelling away. Bye, bitches. Walks away.
All right.
As for the weather news, ladies and gentlemen, over the months of June and July, Doha offers a vast range of climate events, ranging from hot, very hot, and hot as fuck. Yes, indeed, the average daily temperature will be around 41 Celsius, with nay a cloud in the sky, except some white puffs here and there in the middle of July, but those are probably vapors. Temperature at night will fall down to 28 Celsius occasionally, but mostly will keep to 30 degrees. People traveling to or living in Doha, be aware of the possible dust attacks that can creep up in the summer months, as the air quality will be labeled as poor by international health groups. And that's it for the weather news.
So dust attacks is when you're just walking around and suddenly you get beat the fuck up by a sandstorm?
Comes around the corner. One has like a neck chain, the other one like shady sunglasses.
It's like sand golems.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the wrong neighborhood now, brother.
You know, do they do siestas in Qatar? Because I feel like that sounds like the right climate for it.
I think? I'm not sure.
Like, back when I visited Italy, like, in 2020, they did siesta and I fucking hated it. But I feel like these guys could really use it.
Perhaps. Not sure, never been. Until today, I thought I would get shot if I go there. But now, actually, I'm already buying tickets.
Yeah, you should. Just check it out firsthand, I think, is always the best try for that.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's go to keeping an eye out. And I've revamped it a little bit, so it's going to be a more immersive experience. So close your eyes, everybody, and I'm going to tell you a story. And I would close my eyes as well, but then I could not read the story anymore, so I'll be the exception to the rule.
Shut up.
Also, if you're driving a car or on a bike, please close your eyes. This is important to the podcast.
Especially you're in Doha, because then you can do it twice for the same price as for one.
All right. Imagine you're standing in the middle of a city. Massive skyscrapers all around you. A bead of sweat drips from your forehead as the sun beats down on you. As you breathe in to experience the air, your nose is immediately clogged with sand from a dust attack. you walk around and you only see skyscrapers or otherwise an infinite amount of ornamental yellow Middle Eastern style buildings. Really, the best way to describe your surroundings is that it's very similar to Dubai if you would spell it as D-O-H-A instead. And if that sounds inviting to you, then maybe Doha is your next destination.
Bruh, I lost it when you said it gets immediately clogged by sand dust.
Well, based on the weather report, it's true.
Basically a VR headset type of thing.
There you go. So you can expect these going forward.
Yeah.
Well, you put on a VR headset, but you just see blackness and it's just still only me talking.
And then the dust storm right into your nostrils.
Now that's an immersive, that's 4D cinema.
Real. God damn, I hate when they say, like, have this 8D experience. I'm like, name me that 8 dimensions. Do it now. For these 15 euros, I don't even have to go in. Just name them to me.
Brother in Christ, I only experience 3 dimensions every day. And how are you going to invent 5 more at the back of your ass?
Well, I could get one more, which is like time, right? But then the 4 others, like... What is this? You go in there for 15 minutes, Albert Einstein gets reincarnated and talks about string theory.
It's so good you can't even comprehend it, so you forget everything once you leave.
Yeah.
Alright, well, Rudy, that brings us to the local business of the day. What do you got? Or do you want me to start?
You can start.
Well... I'm glad you said that because I have a great one today. And I was feeling in a certain type of mood when I was looking at the businesses. So today I am promoting, and I love the name for this store. It's the Rugman Store. And you guessed it, it's a store where a man sells rugs. Located slightly on the outskirts of Doha, the reviews all seem to be quite happy with the rugs. So if you visit Qatar... and you want to ship something home, which will cost you probably at least several thousand euros, I reckon you should have a look at the Rugman.
That's the name of it. It's just Rugman.
That's right. Rugman. In all caps as well.
America has the Mothman. The rest of the world, Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. Doha has...
the Rugman.
The Rugman.
It's scary stuff. You know, between the Rugman and somebody has to save the city from all the dust creatures, you know. The Rugman is here.
That's true. He just, like, you know how you, like, dust off a rug by just, like, yapping it around? My man stands on buildings and, like, fights dust demons like that.
By just shaking himself.
Okay. Mine is not going to be that good. But, listen to this. We have spent a lot of time washing our hands over the past years because of, well, coronavirus and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. It's natural to want something a little better for your hands than whatever soap happens to be cheapest. So, Love Lavishly sells handmade soap in all kinds of scents and shapes, including lemongrass, avocado, and ocean breeze. You can buy them at the Toba store in Duhail, or on Instagram at love.lavishly. And yeah, Sunday to Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m., 7 p.m., blah, blah, blah. Find it on Duhail.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter that much. If somebody actually would want to go, they would just sort that out for themselves.
Buy soap, don't be stinky, and smell
rug.
Nice.
All right, get a rug. Nice, sorry.
And scrub the soap in the rug.
There you go. You can have a lavender smelling rug.
Nobody would want a smelly rug, would they? So,
yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Okay.
Well, Rudy. Radio station?
Colleagues. Yep. Well, indeed. I can start with this one.
All right, go for it.
We would like to give a shout out to Hola Qatar. Which is like the one that I did not expect in the list. At 92 FM is Qatar's official Spanish radio station. Launched by Qatar Media Corporation on November 2nd, 2022, the radio station caters to the Spanish-speaking community in Qatar. It aims to foster multiculturalism and hospitality. The programming, music, news, and educational content provided by Qatar 92 FM facilitates cultural exchange between Spanish-speaking nations and Qatar.
Okay, so, genuinely?
Go and vibe to some...
How big could the Spanish community in Qatar ever be that it needs its own fucking radio station? I'm sorry.
Hola, niño. There's at least 5 people there.
That's true. That's true. You know what? I take it back. That's a very good point, actually. Anyway, I had a look at a couple of radio stations, and I think my favorite one was the link I clicked, which just opened a Japanese blog where the author suggests life hacks for moms. Not so much a radio station as it is more of, like I said, a Japanese blog, but it was a good one. Ranked second is Radio Mirchi 1, which had some nice Middle Eastern music. So really got me in the vibe as
from
I was
Japanese
reading the...
moms.
If only. That would be the ultimate crossover, but not meant to be for today, it seems.
Not in 100 meter radius from your house?
No. Wow. You know, it's just not attainable sometimes, Rudy, and we have to accept that. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of other...
Well, specific websites would make you believe otherwise, but those are specific websites.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're browsing, they tell you the truth. I bet there are a lot of certain people in my area. It's just that they're not here for me, I would say. Which is fine.
Statistically, there must be at least 5 hot...
There's probably at least 5 people.
In your area.
There have to be. I think that's a very... I think we're onto something, you know. Anyway. That was it for Doha, Qatar. Thanks, everybody, for listening in with us.
Exactly.
And next week... Actually, Rudy, why don't you go for your Instagram first, if you'd like.
Oh, that's true. Well, first of all, thank you so much to everybody who listened. Remember that this was brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Production. And if you want some specific feedback to give to us, I believe you can actually do that underneath our... For those who listen to us on Spotify, you can actually give us feedback right underneath the episode that you listen to. If you want to privately text me, you can do that through my Instagram account, which is 000RUDYS000. So 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s on Insta. And now we can go on to Henry, who it's already proven in another episode. He lives in a prison, so mail in and out is kind of like iffy. But it's okay, we'll get there one day. And where do we go next, Henry?
Next, the wheel has decided that we're going to... Drumroll, please. Nassau in the Bahamas. So, look forward to that one.
Oh, get your snorkeling equipment, people.
Back to the Caribbean.
It's gonna be splashy and wet, just like I like it to be.
All right, and on that wonderful, great note, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.